Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Uachtaráin of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, has suggested that the association should be open to debating the possibility of offering contracts to inter-county managers. Speaking to RT's Sunday Sport yesterday, the Armagh man said that the demands placed on managers have changed radically since the GAA's Amateur Status Committee last examined the issue some 27 years ago. He said that the role is nearly a full-time job, and even when they win, managers are listening to criticism. So to discuss this further, I'm joined by another esteemed former president of the GAA, Liam O'Neill. Falsehood, Liam Higginglore.
Cormacal Cormac.
Is he right? Should managers be paid?
It was a very wide-ranging interview, Cormac, and I'm sure you listened to it yourself and you know that. This was just one very small section of it. It was a fascinating interview with Mary Crowe, I think it was, and she gave him a good grilling, and he expressed opinions on lots of different issues.
He raises a question, doesn't he?
Oh, he absolutely does, and this question has been with us for quite some time. Years and years ago, even when I was a very young boy, there weren't selectors or managers, and the person in charge of a county was either the chairperson or secretary, and everybody knew who they were. And nobody knew much about who was managing the teams or coaching. Now the thing has flipped completely. I'd say, if I asked you, I'd say you could probably name very few chairmen, but you would probably name most of the high-profile managers.
Yeah.
And it's now the way it's reported in the media is Cormac O'Hara's Kilkenny is playing Liam O'Neill's leash.
It has
flipped completely. And yeah, it's about time we had a debate on it. I'm really
What's your personal view, Liam? Do you think it's time maybe we should offer contracts and proper remuneration to managers?
None of them are badly off, Cormac. That's number one, okay? So
what you're pointing to there, Liam, is a long-held suspicion that they're paid somehow or other.
Indeed they are, Cormac. I don't think I'd be betraying any great confidence by saying that. Yes, they are. And it's awkward because we've never really dealt with it. Our most financially astute president was a man called Peter Quinn. And he set up a group, I think, I'm not sure, he might even have chaired it himself, to look at amateur status for managers. And he set out to find what was in the envelopes that were passed under tables. And after he did his best, he came back and said not only could he not find the envelopes, but he couldn't even find the tables.
Yeah, so basically what we're discussing here is how to bring everything above board and make it transparent and formal. So you seem, if I may jump the gun a little bit here, Liam, you seem to be suggesting that, maybe it is time to pay managers at county level.
It's time to formalise it. It's time to be transparent, and it's time to be fair, Cormac.
Okay. The next question. Who else should be paid? Should it be the coaches, selectors, the video analysts, the players even?
They're all being paid at the moment, Cormac.
There's a difference between expenses and payment, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes, there is. But I mean, it's turning into a mini industry. I think we're at a crossroads, and I'm really delighted that no matter what happens now, there's going to be a debate on it, because Jarlath has raised it, and I commend him for that. And I think we need an open and honest debate. There's equity and equality to be considered as well. I come from the county Leash. We cater for both. We're in the mid to bottom section in both hurling and football. And we can't get people to look after us because we haven't the financial resources to manage that. And I think that's a pity, and I think there are a good few other counties in the same boat.
Would not be worse then if you were paying managers, because you wouldn't have the resources in Leash, would you, to get a really high profile manager? Whereas the Dubs would.
No, we don't. And lots of other counties don't either. And that's the sadness of it, that it's not really a level playing field. And there was some debate during the last 12 months about the size of one particular backroom team, and people were shocked and horrified.
Yeah.
They didn't know what's going on. But I think it's time. Listen, it's open. It's very difficult now to get a person to be willing to be a county chairperson, because years ago, he just had to be a very good administrator. Now he has to be a fundraiser.
Yeah. What about the amateur ethos of the association, though?
The world has changed, unfortunately, hasn't it? Yes, there are lots of people still doing it as volunteers, not necessarily amateurs. I attended a tournament just for my own club, an under-13 tournament, six teams. three or 400 people there, everybody there at his or her own expense. And that's what we used to be about. And while we won't be able to turn that back at county level, we have to get back to a stage where we look on, I don't even like the word amateur, I think volunteer, I think Jarlath agrees on this, the word volunteer is better. And yes, by all means, remunerate people for out-of-pocket expenses. But we have to be honest about what we're going to do afterwards. I think the answer might be, I know there won't be much of an appetite for this, that whatever the cost is deemed of an inter-county team, the county be asked to give that to a central authority who will pay out expenses, unvouched expenses from those who incur the expenses. That might be a means of following it up.
Okay, but hang on. Expenses are one thing, and nobody disagrees with expenses. What we're discussing here is contracting a manager, which is something different. It's moving to a more professional setup. And I think once you move down that road, you've crossed the Rubicon, haven't you, Liam? And you're creating a two-tier GAA where some people are volunteers and some people are being paid as professionals.
Yeah. And what's worse, Cormac, is we're facing into an era now, if unity becomes a reality, where you'll have a four-code county. And that's going to be difficult if you try to pay all the managers of the hurling, football, ladies football and Camogie.
Why would that be difficult in terms of resources?
We haven't got the price of one strong code, and those like Leash who are doing two codes are finding it really, really difficult.
What's wrong with the system that we have then?
The system we have is not fair. It's open to allegations that we're paying people as we shouldn't be doing it, and
unofficially.
That doesn't reflect well on us. But I think what's come out of this is Jarlath won't solve this. I think he's been around long enough to know. He won't solve problems of this overnight. But I do think it's fantastic that he is saying he wants to debate on it. And out of that, I think only good can come. And we might get to the situation where we do something that's a little more honest, more transparent.
Look, can I put something on the table here, right? Brutally, honestly, if I was a good enough player to be playing at county level now and I saw managers being paid and I'm working or in college and I'm getting up really early and following training programs and not going out and so on and making all the sacrifices, well, I should be damn well paid as well. That'd be the view of some GAA players.
Yeah, probably not as many as you think. I would love to have been an inter-county GAA player. I would have sacrificed a lot of what I achieved in the GAA to wear the Leash jersey once. Most of those players are happy as long as they have a manager. They're not particularly worried about that. That's the feedback I'm getting. I might be out of touch on that. I really don't know. But it wouldn't be unexpected that some of them would certainly view it that way. Yeah. And I would understand their position on that.
Yeah. Why not appoint? Here's a text to you, Liam, to the programme. Why not appoint managers from within the county? That would save a lot of money regarding travelling expenses and overnight accommodation and so on.
Yeah, it would. And it's a good idea. And if that were possible, and if every county had people who were capable of doing the job, then that would be easy to do. The fact of the matter is that we don't have, in either hurling or football, if I don't mind me taking Leash as an example, we don't have an Ireland medal winner available in either code.
Yeah.
So we don't have people to look up to. But we have to make do with what we can do. Whereas other counties, as has happened in the recent merry-go-round of managers, are capable of attracting a high-profile person because they're capable of raising the funds that will keep that regime in operation.
Okay. Here's another one briefly before we finish. A text to 51551. Sure, most GAA clubs are paying managers for years, even in weaker counties. Is that true?
They are. And that's probably... And I'm not going to stand here and in Leash today and say to you that that's okay. It's not. It's worse. And the person sending that text is completely right. That is worse because it's bleeding resources from a parish or a community that could spend that money better on the development of their youth.
Okay, it's a startling conversation. Will be for an awful lot of people who would have thought, I think, that the amateur ethos or the volunteering ethos of the GAA was a lot stronger than that, maybe. And I know it's still really, really strong within the GAA, but I think an awful lot of people might not have believed that as many people in the GAA at that level were being paid. Liam O'Neill, Ir Uachtaráin, Erin Gumalúk Lascail, Gura Míle Magad, 51551.